Blog Talk Radio.
On another Tarot Today radio episode here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. I'm a certified life coach, clinical hypnotherapist, tarot advisor, and numerologist. And joining me, as always, is my fabulous co-host, Mary Brown. She's a certified tarot master, crystal Reiki master, and vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild. Here she is, live from Amarillo, Texas, Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dax. Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Weren't we just doing that? God, I feel like this week just blew by.
It feels like it did. It really, really did. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was nice. Of course, we just had a small little Thanksgiving. It was just me and my mom and my dad. And Doug was at Joanne and Steve's, and they had family over. In fact, they had a larger gathering, which is like, okay, I'm not going over there, even with a mask on. And, you know, Dad hadn't made turkey in forever, but he actually made a small turkey, and it was so juicy. And, oh, God, all the yummy stuff. I'm still in a food coma, you know. Pies and pies and pies and, you know, yams and corn and stuffing and cranberry sauce and the whole thing. How was yours with Perry and everybody?
It was great. It was just, well, here it was me, Perry, and my brother-in-law, David, and then my son, Connor, did a drive-through Thanksgiving where I got those little dough boxes. You know, and packed up a Thanksgiving dinner for him and his girlfriend, Olivia, and he just stopped by, and I handed off the food to him. and then we had a Zoom Thanksgiving with my son Dominic and his girlfriend Dominique in Los Angeles. So we did a little virtual, a little in person, and a little drive-through.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is really cool. That is really cool. I guess that's the thing of it these days, you know. Zoom everything.
Yeah.
Zoom birthday parties, Zoom Christmas parties, Zoom.
Zoom.
Oh, yay. She made it. I see Charlotte Kwanberg.
Charlotte.
She's in the chat post. Hi, Charlotte. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. Waving at you here. And, everybody listening out there, you can join us on the chat post. We put these posts on our Facebook group for each show, and we chat in the comments underneath. There's a big red arrow that tells you where to go. Yeah, and the easy way to get there is just open a new tab in your browser and type in psychictalk.net/chat. Real quick, easy URL, our main website, psychictalk.net/chat. It'll take you right over there. You can jump in the chat with Charlotte and me and Mary, and you can even ask for a mini reading right there from the chat room. Totally
yes.
Cool deal.
Hello, chat room people. Yeah, my internet's not working for some reason right now.
Oh,
it's snow today. So I'm not going to be able to chat, hello to everyone. I do have my other page up, which I needed to have, so that's good at least.
I'm outside on the patio, and it's, you know, in the 70s and no snow. I'm just saying.
Yeah. We had a little blanket this morning when I woke up, and then little flurries.
So
it's almost winter.
By the way, Sharona Rapsik, one of our other hosts, she has her Sunday show twice a month. Is it the second and fourth Sundays? Magic Universe with Sharona. And she's in the chat post. So, hi, Sharona. And we've got some people calling in. We should give out the caller number, 714-816-4628. That's good for all of our shows all week long. And remember, when you dial in, you got to push 1 on the dial pad as soon as you get through if you want to be live on air with us. Now, if you just want to listen to the show, that's a great way to do it. Just dial in the number and put your earbuds in and listen. You know, but if you want to be live on air with us, press the number 1. Otherwise, we don't know you want to be live with us. What that does is it kind of puts your hand up. We get a little question mark next to your phone number on the switchboard, and it pushes your number up into the caller queue to be answered and in the order that you called in. So we take the calls in the order that they called in, and you can dial in at 714-816-4628. We're going to do open lines and mini readings all show long like we do every Saturday, but this is the fourth Saturday, so it's our psychic spin segment too. Yes, we're going to do psychic spin. For those that are new to the show, that's when we take a look at things that are going on in the news or they're in everybody's mind. We're thinking about it, and you got all the talking heads out in the newsrooms and, you know, blabbing away about something, you know, but they don't got what we got, right, Mary? We can pull out our tarot decks and our oracle decks.
Exactly.
Put a psychic spin on it. And so we figured, hey, what's on everybody's mind? Well, obviously the election we just had here in the United States, and it's behind us now, thank God. But what now?
Yeah. What's
so So this morning I created a little spread for it. Actually, it's all over our social media, our Facebook groups, the Tarot Guild. We got like 6,300 members there. Our Psychic Talk Radio group, my Twitter, the Tarot Guild Twitter. You know, we've got, I popped it up there, the spread that I'm going to use. And we can, you know, ask other questions as well and pull cards. But I thought, hey, I'm going to make an actual spread out for this, Mary, just for fun. So I did that. Yeah. So we're going to do the psychic spin segment, but we're also going to be taking your call. So if you're in the caller queue right now, stand by. We're going to get to you shortly. Calls in the order they came in. I'll give out the phone number one more time if you're just tuning in here. 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. I think Blog Talk usually cues you in on that. If you want to speak with the host, press 1, but I don't know. It's been hinky lately. Sometimes it doesn't let you know to push 1. So we've been having to say that a lot on the shows lately. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, I thought I'd mention the numerology of the day. It's the 28th. So 2 plus 8 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So it's a 1 day. Yes. New beginnings, folks. I think that's really apropos for what we're going to be talking about in the psychic spin segment as well. You know, new beginnings. It's also the number of self. So taking care of yourself, doing things for yourself. The entire date, 11/28/2020, adds up to 16. 1 plus 6 is 7. That's the number of the seeker. It's the highest spiritual number in numerology. This is a really good day to do research and to study tarot and numerology, you know, tune into our radio show. Anything that, you know, that genealogy project, you know, anything involving research or delving into spirituality or divination or how things work in the universe, that kind of thing. And for the card of the day, oh, love this. I got the Sun card, Mary.
I could use that card with all the snow. I love the Sun card. Happy, bright
yes.
energy.
Happy, bright energy here. And that's card 19. So, again, a 1 card. 1 plus 9 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. Just like the day. Yeah, so it matches up there, you know. And the sun is shining. And in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, you got the baby on horseback carrying the big crimson banner, which, you know, you look at that and you go, okay, how does a baby hold on to that giant pole with the flag? I don't know. Anyway,
strong
it
baby.
Makes you wonder. You're supposed to, you know, like watching a movie, you're supposed to, you know, what do they call that?
Suspend your disbelief.
Suspend disbelief. Yeah, I was going to say, I could get the word out right. You know, suspend your disbelief and, yeah. But so the yellow of the sun, you know, that's optimism, which, again, really great for our psychic spin. And the crimson of that banner, you know, red is the energy, the color of passion, following your passions today. Anyway, so I just thought I'd throw that out there. And I saw your card of the day. I was posting it all around Twitter and stuff, and reposting it.
Oh, thanks.
You want to tell people about that?
Yes, it's posted in the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. If you haven't joined, please join that. You can find it easily by going to psychictalk.net/Facebook. Like our page, join our group. And our card for the day comes from the Crystal Grid Oracle by Nicola McIntosh. And it's kind of funny, you had all this one energy. This is card 29, which is an 11. So even, you know, still got the ones going on here.
Double one.
And the card is double ones, master number 11. but it's about compassion, with the central stone being Ahoite, beautiful, really high vibration, spirit communication stone. And remember, you know, usually I like to talk about stones that are easily accessible and affordable. Ahoite is one of your more expensive ones, a little harder to get, and you don't have to have a piece on hand. You can just call on the energy of the stone and look at pictures of the stone, like the card I posted, which has ahoite and aquamarine and quartz in a grid, whose focus is compassion. And I thought that was kind of apropos, too, given this topic we have today of what now after the election. It might be time to start bringing in some compassion. It's the holiday season, a good time to tap into our compassion or work on it if it's something that we need to work on. You know, compassion, you know, it's a spiritual value in a lot of ways. You know, it's also a very human value as well, where we often learn that lesson of compassion and find that, you know, others are learning the same lesson. And we can, you know, if we can grow together as we both work on our feeling of compassion, so much talk about divisions here and divisions there, and compassion can be the bridge. So that's the card of the day.
Awesome sauce. Alrighty. Oh, I did want to mention, I just a second ago posted in our chat post for the show today, and later on I'll, you know, do a whole thing on this and put it out on all our social media and everything. But for those that are live now, go over to the chat post, psychictalk.net/chat, and in there you can click on it and blow it up. I just posted the spread I did with the actual card. So remember earlier I said I put out there so you guys could see the spread that I created for the psychic spin. What now, election 2020? Well, now I'm posting out the actual cards in their positions. And we could take a look at this.
Yeah.
And
I'm back online. I see it now. I finally see it.
Yeah. Oh, you're back online. Oh, good, good. Yep, yep. And did you already pull cards, or do you have a question you're thinking about, and you're going to pull cards for the psychic spin, or how are you going to do your end of it there, Mary?
My end of it. Well, I thought I'd pull some tarot cards on it and kind of fly by the seat of my pants there and see what the tarot has to say. And I did pull. I decided to do kind of a little light and shadow, what I call a light and shadow spread on this, you know, as far as like, you know, what's the shadow side of this question, and what's the remedy? You know, how do we deal with things that may be difficult post-election? So I did kind of both things. I did one thing. I didn't do the other yet.
Mm-hmm. Awesome sauce. Okay, so I'm just going to go quickly through these cards in my spread to let people know what is happening here. I think I'll start with the recent past, the Five of Pentacles. So there you go. That's how we've all been feeling, a little out in the cold, right, Mary?
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially with everything happening this year in 2020, but really for the last 4 years, it's been like a huge disaster. And then the foundation of what's going on at the bottom, the below card, is the Five of Wands. So a lot of that negative five energy going on there. There's, you know, the struggles. I think it's very multi-layered. There's the election, which is a competition between the opposing parties. There's the struggle to, you know, maintain sanity, health, our jobs and everything else going on this year. And, you know, that's led us to what the central focus is, the now card, which I get the Nine of Swords. You know, people are up at night worrying about it, and about the election in particular. You know, people were really worried. And even now, you know, this is obviously what now, and we're post the election now. But some people still feel this way, you know, because of all the machinations going on, you know, with the court cases and the, you know, it was a rigged election when it was not a rigged election. It was... God, Biden got like, you know, over 80 million.
What
were you going to say?
It's the most vetted. I was going to say it's the most vetted election I think we ever have. I mean, as much, you know, as they've, you know, gone through everything so detailed and everything, it's, you know, and they had cameras in the polling places and stuff. I now question like every other election we've had, because we've never had this much transparency before.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I never did that until I think the first time was 2000, that election, and it was like, really, and then from that election on, I suspected everything, you know, till this one. 'Cause, I mean, this one is, you know, absolutely so vetted. But then we got the crossing card, the Four of Wands. Celebration card. That's what we really should be doing, because that's what's really going on. Yeah, as opposed to the central focus, the Nine of Swords. Now, above that, the above card, which is basically your best outcome, goal, highest goals, could also be fears as well as desires. And I got the... King of Wands, another Wands card. Notice there's a lot of passion going on here. We had the Five of Wands, the Four of Wands, now the King of Wands. And this is our highest, best outcome. Somebody that is passionate about the position that they hold. So, you know, in this case, the King of Wands is standing in for the presidency, and that, you know, our highest desire is to get back to normalcy, to have somebody in the office that actually respects the office.
Yeah.
And has a real passion for the country. Not a fake one, not a made up one, but a real passion for it. And then the last three cards are the near future, the end of the year, which is rapidly approaching, and January 20th, Inauguration Day. So near future. And that's all this time kind of in between the election and that end of the year card. We've got the Page of Pentacles. And here's a card where notice how carefully in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card that the page is staring at and examining in great detail goal that he's holding there. And that's basically what we're going through right now. You know, they're examining the election results. They're doing all these court cases and everything like that, you know, and that leads back to our now card, the Nine of Swords. You know, that's why a lot of people are going like, you know, okay, is someone going to try to steal the election? And then, but by the end of the year, so, you know, December 31st, here we are, New Year's Eve, you know, Three of Cups. So we're celebrating New Year's Eve, but we're also going to, I feel by that point, things are going to be solidified enough where we can really celebrate, you know, hearkening back to the crossing card, the Four of Wands. What we should be doing right now is celebrating, but instead we're, you know, doing the Nine of Swords about the Page of Pentacles situation. But by the end of the year, New Year's Eve, you know, end of December, there we are, the Three of Cups. And then by Inauguration Day, January 20th, which Inauguration Day, my mom's birthday, the birthday of this radio show, the birthday of the Tarot Guild website going online officially, even though it had been online since 2009, but, you know, it's actually, that was the day we officially had our first radio show and announced the website and went international with the Tarot Guild. Everything happens on the 20th. It's just insane. And here we've got, you know, literally the Hope card, the Star card. When I looked at that, you know what popped in my head was Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
Oh, right.
So here we are. You know, Inauguration Day. President-elect Biden gets inaugurated, becomes the president, and there's a new hope in the nation. So there you go. That's the cards that I got. What about you, Mary?
Okay, well, on the light and shadow spread that I did, it was really kind of interesting. So I used two decks with that. I used my they're two little teeny tiny decks, the Angel Power deck from Egmuller and the Little Devil's deck that came out. They're both out of print, but they're like my favorite decks for looking at the shadow side of things. And what's really interesting, there's three things that I think that a lot of people are going to be dealing with in the United States in this post-election time. And those are guilt, confusion, and pride. Okay, those are the shadows that are going to be things that people have to deal with. So, you know, and on the lighter side of things, you know, how do we deal with them? When it comes to guilt, you know, the Angel Power cards are saying we've got to develop our discrimination skills for, you know, what's really ours and what isn't, you know, because when we talk about guilt, we're not just talking about feeling guilty. We're talking about other people trying to make us feel guilty. Blame, that kind of stuff comes up. You know, who did you vote for? Well, it's your fault or it's their fault. You know, we've got to really try to use our noggins and kind of really kind of think like, you know, do I have to carry this with me? You know, I think we'll find that, you know, it's unnecessary. We don't have to carry it on our shoulders. The other thing is confusion. I think a lot of the confusion is still ongoing for a lot of people, and it's saying, like, the way that we deal with confusion in this time is to get in touch with the rhythm of our life and get into that groove again, you know. People that are into politics, that's terrific. There's a lot of people that aren't into politics that kind of got swept up in politics over the last 4 years. And
My feeling, exactly.
And there's a lot of us, and myself included, who is pretty much been apolitical their entire life. And I even found myself getting swept up in it, and it's been this weird, confusing kind of thing of, like, how can people think this way? Why is this happening? Why is that happening? Got to ground back into the rhythm of our life, get into that groove. You know, what's your routine? What things can you add to your daily life that it's going to keep you more attached to what's in your wheelhouse to deal with, what's around you. And then the third thing is pride, you know, and how do we deal with the sense of pride? Because pride, you know, definitely has its, all these things do have a positive aspect to them. But, you know, pride is something that sometimes can be hurtful, you know, or we can have our pride wounded when our candidate didn't win, or the things that we're expecting to happen post-election don't happen right away. And how we deal with that is to step outside, take in the incredible beauty of this earth, look up to the stars, you know, behold the beauty of the cosmos, you know, understand that our little egos with our little prideful feelings about, you know, who we are and what we're for and all of that is just very tiny, you know, very tiny. And if we can expand our view, and we can find that, you know, we can take that pride and turn it into wonder and awe of the really huge magnitude of this universe that we're living in. So those are just some things that I got in that spread, and that was really just asking, you know, what's the bright and dark side of this post-election time.
Awesome.
So there you go.
Was there anything else besides that, or do we have any other burning questions? Or
yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what else is there? I did want to pull a few tarot cards on kind of, you know, what we can expect, you know, now that it's over. That sort of great question you asked on the post was, you know, what now? Just wanted to see what would happen if I just pulled it. You know, what now? What do we need to know, especially now? What can we expect next? Because, you know, all kinds of things are going on.
I just pulled the Empress card, and that goes in perfect alignment with what you were talking about, grounding and returning to foundation. And it's the number three, which is creativity and communication. We got to communicate with each other again. You know, that's the most thing to me is this divisiveness where, you know, people that are on the polls, you know, way over here and way over there, they won't talk, you know, and it's all rhetoric.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And see, we have to communicate better and get back into our creativity, start creating again, and growth. This is a card about growth and fruitfulness. So for next year, that's what I see is, you know, growth again. We've been stagnant this year.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I just did my little five-card spread on, you know, kind of you know, what now? What can we expect? It's so funny. The King of Swords is in the past position. And, you know, for those who, you know, do astrology on the presidents and stuff, we all know that Trump is a Gemini. So he's an air sign man in the past. It's like, and that's followed by the Eight of Cups. Moving on. And we get into the energy of the Hierophant, which I think is really interesting, you know, because,
oh geez,
you know, they, right? You know,
I just pulled the Hierophant card.
Yeah,
finish
wild.
Up because I got to tell you what I got. Oh my God, this is hilarious. Go ahead. So
well, it's like the Hierophant comes up, and I think, you know, in some ways, you know, there is going to be a, you know, a more traditional kind of American government thing going
mm-hmm.
on. You know, I connect the Hierophant to tradition and also learning and also truth, you know, because it's interesting because I have this thing about the Hierophant, you know, just in my mind. I think we all have, you know, we get attached to different cards in different ways, and I feel like that's who I can go to that's going to tell me something of value, something that's truthful, something that I can learn, you know. And the Lover's card comes up with this as well. And then we end with the King of Pentacles. The Lover's card is overlooking the Hierophant. So it is a choice. We've got to choose that return to tradition and that return to truth and wanting to learn. You know, we're leaving behind this harsh energy, you know. We're moving onward and upward with the Eight of Cups here, away from that King of Swords energy, you know. Headed into the King of Pentacles energy, where I feel like maybe things, you know, are more grounded. Maybe they feel more practical. And I'm feeling like this is a good shift for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's also a you know, maybe a learning cycle as well. So what were you going to say about the Hierophant?
Yeah, so I, you know, pulled that single focus card, the Empress, that we already talked about, and then I pulled two supporting cards, and the first one was the Hierophant. I love when we get these synchronicities. And yes, I agree exactly with what you're seeing in that card, you know, that return to normalcy, routine, ritual, a more the way that the office has traditionally been approached by most presidents.
Yeah.
The other thing I got was the Magician card, and I thought that was very fascinating. Again, it's a one card, just like the one energy that we were talking about with the numerology of the day, the card of the day. And where ultimately, you know, we're in control about how we react to things, and we can decide to move forward, and we can decide to start manifesting again. That's what the Magician's all about, manifesting into the positive.
Yeah.
And the other thing I thought of when I first looked at that card, because I identify with that card. I mean, when I first started studying tarot many decades ago, I saw that card, and it reminded me of myself, because when I was younger, that's what I looked like, basically, you know, in the traditional Waitsmith version of the card anyway. And there's that balance between the white, the purity, and the crimson, again, the passion, which showed up, you know, with the Sun card today. And there's a lot of synchronicities going on here. But when I first looked at it, the thing that popped in my head was what you said about, you know, being apolitical. I mean, I, you know, was in the military and everything like that. And now
yeah.
I volunteer at veteran service organizations, and, you know, a lot of them are Republican, you know. And
sure.
I try to, and our organizations are, you know, by law and by our bylaws, apolitical. And what did they call it? The Constitution, the charter actually from the federal government that creates the American Legion, for instance. You know, it specifically says in there that we can't be political. We have to be apolitical, you know. But
yeah.
Just like yourself, I felt myself being swept into it.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah. I think it was hard not to be. And especially, like, I think, you know, I'm a veteran too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was especially hard on us because, I mean, you know, traditionally, the military, you know, you're taught to be apolitical because I served under three different administrations, Reagan, Clinton, Bush, Senior,
right.
You know. And so, you know, regardless, you still got to, you know, regardless of what persuasion, you know, your commander in chief is. So I think it was very difficult for people to not get swept into it.
Yes, and something else you said about kind of taken aback by what people think and their opinions. You know,
yeah.
It's like, you know, I've been dealing with some of my friends at the post and everything, you know, for over 7 years now, you know, and I'm just like, you know, with the jaw hanging down, you know, like, really, you can't see this and really you don't see what's actually going on here, you know, and you actually believe that, you know, and it's like, oh my God, you know, it just shocks you. It really does, you know, but the magician card is talking about we're in control. And so, we can't control what comes at us, but we can control how we react to it.
Yeah.
And in this new year, we have to take back control and not just be swept along with everything and choose to react positively and have positive communications, not you know, be swept into the divisiveness. And because I still feel that's going to go on, you know, but
yeah,
we are the manifestors of our own destiny. That's what the magician card is talking about. You know, it's time to take control, manifesting for the positive. You know, this year was actually supposed to be that. I remember when 2019 was ending and we were having our shows and pulling cards and everything like that. And we were talking about, oh, my God,
2020.
Yeah, we were going 20, and, you know, it doesn't always happen that way. It's not every year, but this particular year was like 2019 sucked. And I was so ready for 2020, and then all of this happened, you know, with COVID, the elections, you know, all of this stuff, and a lot of other things, and the economy and everything else, you know, and you're going, wait a minute, no, this was supposed to be the good year, you know?
Yeah.
So now this card is, you know, telling me, hey, okay, we're going to 2021, and let's start rebuilding. Let's start manifesting positively.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, let's take some phone calls, see what other people have to say. How about that?
Yes. Sounds great.
Yeah, and it's real quiet out there. You know, what I'm thinking is everybody is doing their Black Friday shopping and stuff.
Absolutely. Putting it in Christmas,
yep.
Decorating and everything.
Yeah, that's the other thing is I got to get off here and today and tomorrow, you know, put up the Christmas decorations, right? But let's get out the phone number, because if you've been, you know, kind of sitting on the fence, should I call in? Yes, you should, because we got plenty of room for you. Let me tell you, 714-816-4628. In fact, there's more people called in listening to the show, Mary, than have raised their hand, have pressed one to be on the air with us. So if you're in the caller queue, just listening to the show, and you want to ask a question or put in your comment, or, you know, about this year, about next year, the elections, the psychic spin segment, anything we just talked about, ask any questions or get a mini reading, push one on your dial pad right now and get into the caller queue, because we'd love to take your call and chat with you today. And if you're listening out there thinking about calling in, 714-816-4628, call in and chat with Mary and I, 714-816-4628. I'm going to refresh the chat post because for some reason it's not automatically refreshing the comments. Okay. And, I see Michael Arena is in there, and Rini Rose, Sharona, Charlotte, me. I don't see any questions yet. If you have any questions, go ahead and pop it into the chat post. And if you're listening out there and you can't call in, hey, this is how you can do it. Just go to psychictalk.net/chat/chat. That'll take you right to our chat post on our Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio. And just get in the comments there and ask for a mini reading, or put in your ideas, comments, and we'll read them on air. All righty. So we're going to take some phone calls. Oh, by the way, because I brought up, I think everybody's out there doing their Black Friday sales. We actually have a Black Friday sale going. And, you know, our weekend shows are sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the International Organization for Tarot Lovers, Students, and Professionals since 2004. We're in our 17th year, and you can come stop by our brand new website. Well, it's not brand new now. It's over a year old now. But to us, it's brand new because, you know, the first new website in 10 years. So go over to thetarotguild.com, and it's free to join the website. We have all kinds of wonderful features on the website. It's like a social media platform, not just a website, similar to Facebook, only it's all tarot all the time at thetarotguild.com. And we got a Black Friday sale going on right now. We do have a premium membership. We have the free membership. You can join the website free and use all the features. But you can also join the premium membership. You get a lot of other benefits. You can come on these radio shows with us and get interviewed and do readings with us as a premium member. You'll also get, of course, your membership certificate to the Tarot Guild, is especially good for professional readers. And speaking of professional readers, you can get certified. Our first level of certification, Certified Tarot Reader, CTR, is included with your membership as well. Normally $78 for the first year and $39 to renew each year, but we have it on sale just for Black Friday. This is going away after Cyber Monday, this coming Monday, so grab it now, $46.99, and you'll be able to renew for half our normal price, $39. So all you do is go to thetarotguild.com. And you'll see the big black banner there. It says Black Friday. Click on that banner. It'll take you over to the post that explains all about this. And in addition to the membership, if you're new to tarot, you can enroll in my Tarot by the Numbers course. It's a numerology and tarot course. Again, normally $78. It's $46.99 right now. And one last thing, you can book a private session with me or Mary. There is a link on there. And $46.99, that's over $50 off our normal rate, over 50% off. Yeah, $46.99 for a private session with either myself or Mary. And all you do is click the button and book the session, and then let me know if you want me to do the reading or you want Mary to do the reading, and we'll be excited to do a session with you. So you'll find all that on the Tarot Guild website, thetarotguild.com. Just click the Black Friday banner to get any of those. Alrighty. So let's see, who's been waiting the longest? Our first caller, she actually called in before the show started, Mary. Amla from Connecticut. Let's bring Amla on.
Hi.
Hello, are you there?
Hi.
Yeah. How are you?
Good.
Oh, we're
How
doing
are you?
Great.
Good.
How was your turkey day?
What was that? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
How was your turkey day? Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm vegetarian, so It was good. We had Mexican food.
Yeah. Tofurkey.
That works.
Right?
Yeah, we actually had Mexican food. So, I don't know.
Yum.
So, that was good. That was really good. What about you guys? Did you have a nice day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun.
It was a fun little Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Very traditional.
And staying safe and healthy, I'm sure, so, which is great. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so it was, I just have a comment actually first and then my question. Mary, it was funny what you were talking about the future with the elections, and you got the pentacles, which is Earth, and Biden,
yeah.
His moon sign is...
Oh, right, so, right.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I know he's a Scorpio like me, but yeah, that's great that he's got some Earth energy in this chart. That makes sense to me, kind of.
And he has Sagittarius rising, so that's like the truth teller and the,
yep.
You know, the yeah. It's a nice combination. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Wonderful.
Anyway, I just started to hear that.
Yeah. I love that.
So actually I have an acute question. This is about a person I know he's kind of like, I think he's my twin flame, and it's just on and off, and it's just been so messy, and it's me.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's me. I can't let go of him. No matter, I've done.
It's me.
I don't even know. I don't know how much I've done, but I can't let go of him. Can you see what's in the cards for that? What's going on?
Well, right off
the
bat, I've already pulled some cards, and this is what I did. You know, I'm listening to everything you said, Anila, and then I was like, hey, I'm just going to flat out ask, you know, is this guy the twin flame, you know? And I got three out of five cards. Yeah, and
wow.
I got three out of five no.
Wow.
Let me explain that for a second, okay? When you get four or five yeses or four or five no's, it's a very strong yes, very strong no. When you only get three, either way, three yeses or three no's, it's kind of in the middle. It's kind of muddled. It could really go either way, but it's leaning towards, you know, this guy really isn't the twin flame. You think he's the twin flame, but he's not the twin flame. Now, that doesn't mean that the relationship couldn't possibly work, but it would really require you guys working together and actually with possibly a third party helping out, because the central focus card is the Three of Pentacles. There's the Pentacles again.
Okay.
Here.
And he's a Taurus.
And
this guy's a Taurus.
And he's a Taurus. There you go. Yeah.
Yes.
So now in this card, we've got three different people collaborating to build this cathedral in the cart. So the cathedral is representing the relationship, all right? And so you may need some outside help if you actually really wanted it to work. And there are some positive cards. You know, the success card shows up on one end. And then on the other end is the Ace of Cups.
Wow.
Beginning or essence of love. And so all the negative cards are in the middle with the two outer cards. In tarot, we call it bookending the reading. You got the two positive cards that are there. But it would require a couple things. To get to that success card at the end, the Ace of Cups, the beginning of essence of love, joy, you know, all the great stuff. But the thing is it's the beginning. And you're not at the beginning with this fellow. So there's multi layers going on here. One layer is that the only way you could actually make it work with this particular person is you can't treat it like you've been treating it like the relationship that you've been having. You got to drop the past and make it a brand new relationship as if you're just meeting this person and starting over. And then there comes in the collaboration with the third party that doesn't have a vested interest that can kind of be the mediator kind of thing, you know? And the other layer to it is that it can also be hinting at somebody else waiting to come in, blocking that energy by hanging on.
I know.
So there's multi possibilities and multi layers going on with what I got, But let's go to Mary and see what she's getting.
I just have one. I'm going to actually just say one thing.
Go for
that.
It.
Just once. It's very. You're spot on. Number one. Number two. He lives 10 minutes away. I haven't seen him since July. So it's like talking about new beginnings. It's like it's. He might as well be in Arizona
it
where
would
you
be.
Are. It's just it's like it's so
yeah.
So I just want to just kind of validate that. I don't know. I don't even know what he thinks of me. It's just my heart is. I can't. I don't know why I can't let go of him. I just can't. I don't know what Mary sees, but what? I don't know. I just feel so much pain. So,
you know, it's interesting when I look at the cards that come up. It's almost, it's kind of interesting. First thing that comes up is a star card, followed by the Empress, followed by the Seven of Cups, like in a line straight across. And we have the Knight of Cups overlooking everything. Now, you said he's, what, an earth sign, right? Knight of Cups.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't have to be a water sign, but can be. Usually the Knight of Cups does, you know, represent to me, I sometimes call it the Romeo card. You know, like there's the love interest, right? That's, we want to follow our hearts. But with the star energy and the Seven of Cups, there's this real starstruck, dreamy, hopeful, aspiring kind of energy going on here. So it's like you're talking about not being able to let go of him. I feel like you are like a little bit starstruck in a way. You know, there's something about this guy that like just bam, bowled you over in some way. I think emotionally with that Knight of Cups saying like, I want this person to be that, you know, that great guy, that be my knight, you know, be the knight of the heart. And we have the Empress card in the center saying, but are we, you know, have we nurtured this much, or is it more, you know, what we're dreaming of rather than what the reality is with this guy?
Right.
And it makes me kind of wonder that. And underneath everything is I don't know if you're a fire sign or not, but
I am.
There you are. There you are, there.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like, when I think of the Queen of Wands, I think of somebody who, you know, can really be adaptable. They can be excited. They've got the passion and everything as well. They're very sensitive too. And so I think that, you know, part of what is going on here again is like getting kind of carried away in the dream of this guy rather than you know, getting down to earth, like the Empress energy and saying like, okay, you know, have I nurtured this? What can I nurture? And what's going to actually be good for me?
Right.
Is this guy good for you? I'm not sure if he's good for you.
I think what popped up for me when you just said nurturing is that I got to nurture me. You know, it's like, forget about him. It's like, how about nurturing myself, which, that's what I've been taking the time to do. It's just a matter of, and I think cards, thank you, Mary, because it, definitely it's a dreamy type of, I have to get back to earth, so to speak. And
And the Empress is also about creativity too. And I think the Queen of Wands, you know, has that adaptable energy, can, you know, it's like, to me, she's a problem solver, you know?
Okay.
But the Empress, you know, huge on creativity, huge on nurturing, and definitely, don't, you know, I used to have these little catchphrases for every card, and the thing about the Empress to me was, like, don't neglect your garden, you know, whatever that represents, whether that represents your body or your surroundings or your, you know, your little pets or your plants or whatever, you know, don't neglect it.
Yep, it's true. And I think this person has taught me that, to nurture myself, because I was giving so much in the relationship as it was, you know, and it was, it was draining. It was draining, and he would just take. And then I don't know why, I think it's this background too, is like we have a lot of similar, very, very similar themes in our life. Yeah. So that's the pull, that's a magnetic pull, at least on my end. So
yeah, you feel that connection.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, especially when we talk about things like twin flames, right?
Yeah.
That does not mean that that's who we should be with, but it does speak to a very intense connection. And a lot of that has to do with learning lessons from our involvement in our relationship with that person.
Absolutely. And it was funny that you just said, because he just, you said it can be very intense, and that's exactly what he would tell me. Like,
yeah.
This is too intense. But the funny thing is that that's exactly what was drawing him into me, was the intensity. He felt it.
Yeah.
I know it. So it was just, yeah. There's a plenty of people out there. It's just a matter of, like, I think I'm going to do some fire energy work, like, seriously, because fire represents transmutation.
Yeah.
And just, you know, let's just throw it in the fire, you know, so to speak, whatever it was, throw it in the fire, let it do its thing and turn it into something else. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, that's really promising. My birthday's in 3 weeks, so.
Mm.
Oh. Sagittarius.
Oh.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy, you know, future birthday, since it's in a few weeks.
Yeah. I'm looking
forward.
Yeah,
you'll
have
to call in on one of our shows near your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh,
and definitely. And even, you know, do a ceremony for yourself for your birthday, you know, because it's your new year, basically.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Right on. I do that every year. Absolutely. So.
Wonderful.
Well, thanks for the call, Emily.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a happy Saturday. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye-bye. Okay, so we've got area code 330 coming up, 801, 510. Everybody hold tight there. We also got an interesting question in the Mary from Reedy Rose. Before we do that, do you want to give out the upcoming shows on the network?
Yes. So this week on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, we've got a lot of good stuff coming up. Our next show is going to be on Monday, November 30th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. And that'll be followed on Wednesday, same time, 11 a.m. p.m., 2 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with host Catherine Hahn. And she's going to be starting off her December series of episodes, 2020 Reflections. And so that should be fun, kind of a look back over the year. And then on Friday, Dax will be back with the Doctors Are In show with his co-host, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. And they're going to be doing open lines, readings, and life coaching all show long. And then I'll be back next Saturday for There's a Rock for That. And I'm excited. I'm going to have a special guest, Janet Boyer, is going to be on. And we're going to be talking about crystal healing with the tarot. She has a book she wrote about that. And our crystal guest is going to be Rose Quartz. Plus, we'll be doing open lines, and I like to do crystal mini readings. And that is this week. And you can find all of those by going
shows.
To Psychic. There really are. PsychicTalk.net/upcoming is where you can find the list and keep up with what's going on the network.
I think I have it filled out all the way to halfway through January, folks. So, I mean, there's a lot of great shows coming up in December and January. So go check it out. Okay, so we got Renee's question. Let's take a phone call, though. Before that, we're going to go to the caller that's been waiting the longest. Area code 330 has been waiting a long time. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Leslie from Manhattan, Kansas.
Hi.
I got the Manhattan, Kansas. What was the name again? I'm sorry.
Leslie.
Leslie, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm I've enjoyed a quiet Thanksgiving holiday.
Awesome.
Great.
And I haven't,
us too.
And I haven't been anywhere since Wednesday.
Keeping warm, staying home, hopefully eating some good food and enjoying yourself, I hope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you want to talk about today?
Yeah, I'm mainly reading about my future job prospects since I was laid off from my most recent position last month. And I see a position at my alma mater, the University of Akron, that they're looking for two academic advisors in my one-time degree-granting college, and I feel very confident about it, and I do plan on officially applying for it in the next few days. My question is, do you see an interview, and do you see an offer for that position?
Okay. I think it's my turn to go first, so let's take a look at how does that look for you? Okay. All right. So, I think it actually looks pretty good. You know, the thing that's interesting is the Fool card comes up first, so it's like, take the leap. Go ahead and give it a shot. Why not, right? The Page of Swords follows that. Pages, for me, often are connected to communication, so you could easily hear back on that. The Queen of Cups comes up here. Are you a water sign? Or this could represent somebody who you might be interviewing with or speaking to about it. And then we end with the Seven of Pentacles, which is kind of interesting because the Seven of Pentacles, to me, it's a positive card. It also has to do with expectations. And sometimes with the Seven of Pentacles, it's saying like, okay, you know, put in your application. You're probably going to hear back with that Page of Swords. And then don't like just, you know, stare at the phone and wait. Sometimes with the Seven of Pentacles, things can take like a little bit longer than we expect them to, but they still come to fruition. And then the other card underlying everything is the Seven of Cups. So with that, it's saying like, okay, also keep your options open. Don't just apply for this one job. Don't, you know, stop looking at whatever else is out there too. But it looks good from what I'm seeing. So let's see what Dax is getting.
I agree. It looks really positive. My reading is bookended by the Ace of Wands and the Ace of Swords. Two cards, both about, you know, new ventures, new ideas, victories. It's just really, really positive. And the way it's bookended, it's kind of eerie when you look at it, Mary, because the Ace of Wands is on the left and the hand's coming out to the left from the cloud, and the Ace of Swords, it's coming out to the right from the cloud. I mean, it's so symmetric. I'm going, wow, why is this so symmetric? I'm getting a lot of Wands cards. So yeah, definitely the tarot is talking about following your passions. The central focus is the Three of Wands, which we can look at it two different ways. In relation to that particular position, it's looking really good, like literally your ship coming in. Okay. But I do agree with Mary to some extent that another layer of this card, you know, he's looking out over the precipice here, you know, putting all of his eggs in one basket, so to speak, kind of thing. So for that particular position, you know, aces up. Yeah, we got two aces here, you know. But I agree with Mary. I would still, you know, be ready to look at other possibilities as well. I hope that helped you out.
Yeah, yes, and I'm not putting all my eggs in the Akron basket. I've applied for other places. I got interviews coming up this coming week. And speaking of the Akron position, because I did get some inside information, because I know people who work at the university in that degree-granting college, and so that will work to my advantage.
Awesome.
Great, great. Well, thanks for the call, Leslie. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good
Thanks.
And we got all those aces, those one cards, and there's that one energy again. Remember the magician from my psychic spin spread?
Yeah.
The card of the day is a one card. You know, it's just, wow. Love the synchronicities here. I really think Leslie's going to, it may not be that particular job, it may be, but she's definitely going to get something out of those interviews coming up. That's what it's looking like. So let me refresh the page on this question, because I was asking her back about her friend here who has a new deck on Kickstarter, and I thought that was really fascinating. You know, let's see. Okay, Reedy hasn't answered back, so I'm not sure. She said it's starting with Whispering, and the only one I found on Kickstarter was Whispering Spirits Tarot Deck and Book by Joanna Nelson. So we're giving out a plug there. Go over and check it out. Mm-hmm. In fact, I put the link on the chat post so you guys could check it out. It's a very playful deck, very colorful, very playful. And I think they've already raised – oh, shoot. Why is my page freezing up here? Okay. $11,124 pledged towards their $10,000 goal. So they've already surpassed their goal here. If this is the deck we're talking about, because Rini's asking about the campaign, it goes through December 31st on Kickstarter. She says, how will the near-term project go? How may I or will I help or contribute? The first word of the deck is Whispering. Yeah, and that's how I did the search. And I didn't see any other decks come up besides this Whispering Spirit one. I think she just answered. Let me refresh the page because, again, for some reason it's not refreshing the comment, so I have to refresh. Okay, it looks like this is a different deck that she's talking about. But
this Whispering Spirit one is really
cute. Yeah. Okay, let me try to do a search for that real quick, see if it comes up. Evelyn Molders is doing this. Okay, I'm not seeing it at all. So, Rini, if you can get a link to a Kickstarter link that will take us right to the Whispering Herbs cards. Let me try searching a different way here, see if I can get it to come up. Okay, I think I got it. Here we go. I got it. I think I've seen this before, actually, somewhere. They got 33 days to go, and they've also already gone past their goal. $3,663 pledged of $2,300 was their goal to get the deck going, get it out there. It's got all different herbs on it, and, you know, ginger, angelica, flaxseed, and everything like that. Very interesting looking thing. I don't really know what type of deck this would be. But it's healing cards. Healing cards.
Yeah.
So go check it out there. We can, Mary, and just see, you know, how's this thing going here? They already surpassed what they're looking for here. Oh, okay. It looks really good. Ten of Pentacles. Yep. Two of Cups. Twos are relationships, you know, friends and family as well as romantic. And I can see, you know, the Hermit card comes in, counsel sought or taken. You know, yeah, you might want to her and dispense your wisdom, tell her some great places she could be promoting the deck on. You know, I don't think a lot of people have heard about this. So it's about getting the word out, you know, and we're certainly happy to do that on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. You know, you could post links to the Kickstarter there, for instance. What do you think, Mary?
Yeah, so I'm going to focus on the Rini part of the question of, like, you know, will she be able to help in some way, right? With her friend's deck. And, you know, it's interesting. I feel like
yes, you can help. It may not be right away. I get the Hanged Man first. Like, you know, maybe there's a little delay. Maybe this whole Kickstarter thing has to, you know, end first, and then maybe her friend's really going to need her help after pain's over. We get the Judgment card. We get the Emperor card as if, you know, she may be helpful with things like you were talking about, like the getting the word out, because we do have the Page of Swords here. And the Emperor card at the end, too, like kind of maybe helping things to, like, become stable, maybe helping with the structure of how we get the word out, how promotion goes, that kind of thing, in some way. But I don't feel like it's a heavy responsibility, and I feel like it's not like right away that that she's going to need her to help. Uh-oh, my dog alarm's going off. Ethel, stop that. Sorry about that. But, yeah, so, but, you know, Ace of Pentacles comes up, too. So I think, you know, definitely if the project's already funded, clearly, you know, that's a great sign. So,
right.
Yeah. And it looks like that's going to be, you know, worthwhile to be able to help in some way.
There's a lot of great decks on Kickstarter. Rini mentions about five element theory. She also says the card, what'd she say? Oh, the cards are made of satin, feel like silk. Wow, that's cool. Never heard of that before.
Mm. Yeah, there's like people will refer to some card stock as having like a satin feel or even velvety feel.
Wow.
The card stock itself.
I like it.
It is. It's nice. It's a nice looks like, you know, photographs of the different plants, the different herbs. So, yeah, you know, I have a few decks like that. I think people love those kind of decks. You know, people that are into healing energetically with cards that have pictures of plants or crystals is a great way to work with the energy of those things. So, good luck to her friend.
Awesome.
That's terrific.
Good luck on that, Rini. And let's see, who's been waiting the longest on the switchboard here? It looks like area code 510 has been waiting the longest. Hello, caller, are you there? Area code 510? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, thank you, Zach.
Oh, I'm hearing feedback.
Uh-oh.
We're getting massive feedback on. I don't know if you're on a speakerphone.
No, but hold on just 1 second.
Take out my earphones. Can you hear me better?
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah,
okay,
now we're not getting it. We were getting a feedback loop there. And I'm sorry, can you say your name again and where you're calling in from? Because that was a,
this
could not
pay attention.
This is
Ms. Shayla Renee. Thank you, Ms. Shayla Renee from Long Beach, California. How you, Dax?
Hi.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thank you so very much. Hey, Mary. Thank you so very much.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Well, this is the first time I've ever plugged in just because I've not had the time to be in, you know, to be on the call. So this is great. So I'm glad that I was able to
awesome.
Make the call today. Yeah.
Yay.
And it's so interesting. And, you know, I pay attention to how many times things happen. And I was on another friend's close friend, Ariel Gotoga, and it had been the third try that I had submitted my question, and every single time I ended up missing, and it was the third miss, and I said, I guess Ariel's not supposed to read me today. And I know him personally. He's, you know, because he's been part of one of the classes that I had. I had a segment where people it's no tarot like a pro. So anyways, it's one of the classes that I have, and they were my featured speakers. So anyways, so it just so happened I see Dax post this, and I go, let me go in. I didn't even know that it was going to be an opportunity to get a reading. So then that just shows you that everything happens and it's divine timing. So I want to say thank you, first of all.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for calling in. That's so cool. You know, I love
absolutely.
Divine timing.
Yeah. So anyways, okay. So I have, I want to say this is a figure eight.
Mm-hmm. As in it seems to be inter, like, how do we say, entanglement. But not the mm-hmm. Will Smith entanglement with Jada Smith sort of thing. I mean entanglement, that, right. So my birthday is 9/7/68. So I'm in the midst of restarting my year, and mm-hmm. I separated from my mate, and not by choice, but it appears that, you know, he has an old lover that he continues to communicate with all the time. And so that was that to me is an issue. Because it's not an integrated friend, you know, cause we can have old friends come or old, or past lovers come back and they're just friends, but they become friends of the whole component. But this one doesn't. This one is solely just wanting just to have
to
her
be friends with him.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So I was being told that I was out of line for believing that it should be anything, that it is. That it was a threat, right? And
right.
So after 3 years of this, and probably 3 years too long, then I just, you know, it was like, okay, well, you can just go on, just be done, because, you know, I need a truth key. I need somebody I can trust, period. Okay, in the process, he's my financial provider, and I've been doing tarot for a while, but not so much where it was like my income, you know, to
right.
sustain me.
Right.
So several of my friends are like, so you need to take that thing and go 100 on it because you're good. So
yeah.
Why are you sitting there? You should have did that a long time ago. So I really want to see, and now it appears that this, that my ex is trying to, like, I want to say groom me, like, to say, you know, like, maybe some regret that he walked out, and that I told him to leave at the same time. So, and my business. So it's like, even though I don't like to do two, you know, like when I'm doing readings, but I can tell this is all very related.
Right.
Because maybe some sense of him being here was about my finances. As opposed mm-hmm. to, right? You see what I'm saying? So,
well,
let's go ahead. Just let the cards fall, and you can tell me. At least you know the story.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, you got me and Mary here, and I think it's my turn to go first. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on. Part and Mary can focus on the relationship part. And then my question to you is that really, what is the burning question about your career? What's the actual question? So I have something to go on.
Okay. So the question, thank you. The question would be, what is the outlook for me? And am I going to be able to, as far as the business is concerned, am I going to be able to, make that a success so that it's my so that I don't have to depend
right.
on anyone else. I guess that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So let me throw out right away that you're in a 2 year, which is about again the number two is relationships and cooperation, partnerships. Doesn't have to be romantic. It could be business partnerships, things like that. And next year, because we're so close, you know, to 2021. Uh-oh, I'm getting feedback again, hon.
Feedback again. Oh, I took it out.
Okay, here. Okay,
there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah,
got
we're
it.
Getting the feedback. Okay, yeah, don't do that. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God,
it.
Yeah. Alrighty, and so we're so close to 2021. I want to say let you know you're going into a 3 year, which is creativity and communication, and you want to use that energy for building up your business here. Now you're a life path four, which is structure, and that explains why you can't, you know, delving a little bit into the relationship side, why you can't deal with that really that kind of a situation that you had with him, you know, you've got to have structure. You got to have foundation. And, you know, that's not what you can put a foundation on in a relationship. You know, it's like putting it on quicksand here. And your attitude number is a 7, which is, we talked about that earlier in the show, the highest spiritual number. It's the people that are the seekers. And they want to know how the universe works and how divination works. And so it makes perfect sense that you're, pulled to being a tarot reader, numerology, astrology, any of those things, really. And as far as career-wise, okay, there's going to be a delay. I got the Hangman showing up again, just like Mary got with the previous reading. And, it's an opportunity really right now for you to really think outside the box and really take a look at everything from a distant perspective. Try to, you know, lose the emotional attachment to it, be it any attachments to it, and just look at it pragmatically, because the Knight of Swords is coming in, your swords, thoughts, ideas, you want to use your rational mind in this situation, and the Knight of Swords is rushing it. You know, he's saying go for it, you know, totally go for this here. But then, you know, the Hanged Man is a delay, and then the Knight of Coins, you know, Knight of Pentacles. So it's steady, practical, methodical progress, but it's slow, but it's going to build up. It's going to snowball through 2021. And the danger here, so the Nine of Swords shows up to give you a little warning that, you know, the danger is that even though you're making progress, you may feel, oh gosh, how to put it, things aren't going fast enough for you. And you may even want to give up. But these cards are saying, no, you've got to keep going for it. Keep plugging along, like the Knight of Coins there. You got the Ace of Wands showing up. And, you know, this really is your passion. This is an opportunity for a new venture. And you really should follow your passion. You really should do this. So that's what I'm getting. Let's see what Mary's getting.
Okay, so do you have a specific question about the relationship at this point, or do you feel like you kind of have already made up your mind? You said he's expressing some regret, or it feels like he's going in that direction.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know.
And it's a narcissistic experience.
Mm.
I guess yeah.
Right. So. Okay. That does make sense. We need to rebalance ourselves. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cards that come up here on this relationship are really intense.
Right.
You know?
I was going to say, you can say what it is. The cards, I've been reading cards for years, so the cards don't scare me, but I also know the cards don't lie. So, right, so it's okay to say what the cards are. I'm not going to be like, oh, my God. I understand
Yeah, so, you know, look, you know, I've got the Knight of Wands. I don't know if that's, you know, kind of a descriptor of him. But, you know, I get the Nine of Swords, the Tower card, the Hermit card. And then at the end, we the outcome is the World card. So to me, that's a really good sign. But I feel like all of this is saying, like, we've got to deal with the change. We've got to deal with the change and the changing emotions and thoughts about this. Pulled a couple, give my light and shadow cards that I use here to go with this, and it's really interesting. And it's saying, you know, it's kind of like that old Bruce Lee thing, be like water, that idea of like flowing and adapting without losing our nature. You know, that we can deal with this change and still be who we are. And that there's a sense of also, regardless of what happens, right, with the World card at the end, there's a chance here that, you know, this guy isn't, it's not like he's going away, you know, and that's it, and you're never, you know, going to have any contact with him or anything like that. I feel like their contact's going to be ongoing for a while here. With the world card, sometimes people can come back around, you know. But that hermit overlooking everything else, we still got to be okay with either outcome. When this is a good time to really, like, you know, go within, you know, which you're a tarot reader, you're used to doing that anyways. But I feel like these cards are saying, like, look, everything kind of got, you know, shooken up, you know, with the
tower.
Yeah,
that's what I'm seeing, the tower. Yeah, that's what I feel right now. So as you were reading the card names, then I said, oh, wow, we're at the tower. The tower was actually 2 weeks ago, and it all came crashing down. And it, like, when I tell you crashing, it was huge. And so,
that can bring that Nine of Swords energy where we can't stop thinking about it, you know, because it was,
but
people read the tower in different ways. To me, one thing that I think of, you know, is kind of the bright spot of the tower is that, you know, we still are left with the foundation of who we are. We see, you know, in the classical design, the exploding tower, the burning tower, we see the people jumping out of it, you know, we see it comes crashing down. But after the dust clears, we have more clarity, and we still have the foundation of who we are. And, you know, we can rebuild again. And the hermit is saying, like, really think about how you want to rebuild it. You know, when we have that world card at the end of this, it's a bright light in these cards that came up on this question. And that is a card of fulfillment. You know, that is a card in some ways of freedom. You know?
Right.
And
I feel that. Like, I feel the hermit is the part where now I get to come back to myself. I can recollect myself.
Exactly.
And then, just restore my person, because I was so, you know, you become really absorbed in an experience.
Yeah.
And so, and I think that's also where 3 years of my business has been absorbed in a relationship instead of definitely the balance. So it's like the whole thing needs to be scrapped in order for me to discover exactly what I want and how I want it, even in relation to my business. So that totally makes sense.
And
Dax brought out that I'm Life Path 4, and when you really do my numbers, it actually ends up being a 22, and so it totally makes sense why I want structure. Like, I want, like, complete structure.
right. I get that. I'm a life path 22-4, so I deal with that too. You know, like, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, it's we structure our lives in a way, and then, you know, sometimes we have to make those adjustments. So that idea of, like, again, water, of that flowing, of adapting to the changes that happen, making changes that are going to serve you better in your business and how you're feeling. And whatever you can do, are you sleeping okay? I have to ask that with the Nine of Swords. How's your sleep like?
Well, at first I wasn't. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you for asking. At first it was really hard. And then probably this is now the last 5 days have been the best parts of my sleep in 3 years. So...
Good.
I stayed on pins and needles for everything, you know, so.
Yeah, you're coming out of it, you know. You may not be completely, you know, out and into the, you know, next steps and everything, but, yeah, you're coming out of it when your sleep cycle returns and you're finally getting the rest, because all of that abrupt, you know, energy and disruptive energy of the tower card and worrying and thinking about it, we're exhausting ourselves sometimes and we don't even realize it. So we need to reclaim. We need to reclaim our sleeping time. We need to reclaim our space in our business. And also, you know, free our minds and imagine what is this new world going to look like for us? What do we want it to look like?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you so very much, both of you, very much. I appreciate
it. Thanks for the
call. Yeah, thanks so much for the call. And call us back in the future and let us know how you're doing.
Oh, I will. Well, I'm hanging out in the room. Dex sees me post things periodically in the room, so that's
awesome.
Good. I appreciate it all. Thank you. Have a great day. Blessed be. Ashe.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And actually, she's one of our premium members
Carol
on the Carol Guild site.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even put two and two together. That's how oblivious I am. I'm really bad at, you know, it's like people could pull the wool over my eyes so easily because it's like I never put two and two together until, you know, afterwards. Wow, what a great show, though. Had a lot of fun. We don't have time for any more calls, unfortunately. We've stopped live streaming, so only the people in archive are hearing this. And we're going to end the show now. Of course, I'll be back next Friday with Dr. Rose and Mary next Saturday.
Back next, yeah.
Awesome sauce. We'll be in December. Can't wait to hear you and Janet. Yeah.
Oh, it's
thanks
gonna be
everybody.
Fun.
Happy
thanks,
holidays.
Everybody.
Yeah,
happy
and
psychic
we'll talk to you soon. Bye everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Mary. Good night, John Boy.
Good night, Mary Ellen.